House of Bob is sponsored by Legend 7 Brewing. Based in our hometown of Calgary, Alberta, these guys do a ton to keep us online and keep beers in our fridge. Thanks so much for listening. Greetings, citizens. Welcome to year 214 of the computer. Welcome to Alpha Complex. Welcome to Utopia. Alpha Complex is the last refuge of humanity after the desolation of the outdoors, and Alpha Complex is a utopia. Why is it a utopia? Because Friend Computer says so. The computer is the machine running Alpha Complex for the good and benefit of all its cloned citizens. Yes, clones. The computer did away with all that icky biological reproduction stuff and implemented a new way to create its citizens. Cloning. Each citizen is given 6 clones. If you should happen to die, the next one fills in. Friend Computer also created the perfect system of organizing its citizens. Half of all citizens are infrareds, the cornerstone of society, the churners of the food vats. The next clearance up are reds, then oranges, yellows, greens, blues, indigos, violets, all the way up the rainbow color scale to ultraviolets, who live in unrivaled splendor. Any citizen must obey the orders of a citizen of higher security clearance. Failure to do so is treason. And treason is punishable by death. Or a variety of other exciting punishments. But all is not well in Utopia, citizens. There are those who want to destroy Friend Computer's gift to all clones. They are commie mutant traitors, and if you find one, terminate it. There are rumors that using unregistered mutations triples the average lifespan of citizens, and that completing secret society missions will gain you both access, privilege, and a wide variety of illegal tools to get the edge over your fellow citizens. Rumors are treason. Failure to report treason is treason, and treason is punishable by death.
I'm Christina, and I'm playing Sally R., team leader from Sector Oop.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Tom R. KLE, the happiness officer.
I am Sean. My character's name is Shaz. I'm from Sector Zeta Eka Lima. I am the hygiene officer.
I am Jake. I'm playing Martin R. Sass 1. I'm your equipment guy, reporting for duty.
I'm Schubert. I am the game master. If you like what you heard today, check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Give us some good reviews. Roll on. You were once a lowly infrared worker in your service firm until you turned in one of your fellow infrareds for treason. They were executed, you were promoted. Now you're a red. But with privilege comes responsibility. The computer has asked you to work on the front lines as a troubleshooter. What does a troubleshooter do, you ask? A troubleshooter finds trouble, and then they shoot it. Troubleshooter missions, like everything in Alpha Complex, are safe, fun, and mandatory. You have a number of items standard to every troubleshooter. First, you have your personal data companion, the PDC, a small handheld device that lets you record audio or video, call up forums or information, or even talk directly to Friend Computer itself. As your only armor, Friend Computer's generously provided Reflect. It helps block lasers, however, it only works on lasers of the same clearance or below. Your red Reflect will let a green laser right through and make a large red mess. Finally, the most important tool in your arsenal, your officially assigned laser pistol, the usual weapon of troubleshooters. Useless without a barrel. The most responsible members of your team have also been assigned the proper amount of red laser barrels needed to complete your mission. Sally, first you're going to have a meeting with your secret society member.
Okay.
You belong to the Romantics. You meet up with your Romantics contact, meet in a bathroom stall where there happen to not be any cameras. Says, we have a secret mission for you. We intercepted a message from the computer. You're going to get a mission alert very soon that tells you to take a package and deliver it to a high clearance citizen. What we need you to do with this package is intercept it and replace it with the old reckoning artifact that you are so fond of. The person who finds it will be instantly converted to our society. Because they're such a high-level citizen, that's going to be really good for the Romantics. Shaz, before you go to bed, you slip into a confession booth. This one you know has no security cameras of any sort. And you meet with a member of your secret society. You're a member of a very special society. You actually know that outside of Alpha Complex, there's a whole world a whole beautiful world of animals and creatures and oceans and skies. What you really want to do is help free the other people of Alpha Complex from the computer. And that's your real mission here today. We have intercepted a message from the computer. You are very soon going to receive a top secret mission involving the delivery of a package. What we need you to do is take the contents of the package and replace this with an encrypted message. Tom, you find some time right before bed to slip into a unknown hallway, a lowly infrared hallway that you're kind of used to from your slumming days as an infrared, and you meet your secret society contact. You exchange the secret hand signals and recognize that you're both a member of the Mystics. The Mystics believe that through meditation and drugs of all kinds, that they can find the secret to happiness and a way to nirvana. Your goal is to aid the Mystics' glorious quest to attain nirvana by testing some drugs on people and record the effects of your testing. Oh. That's really your main goal today. Along with that, you have a very specific goal. We actually intercepted a message from the computer. This message is directed to your team of troubleshooters. The mission is to deliver a package to a very high clearance citizen. Now, we have good intel that this package is nothing more than a simple food product. Now, what I need you to do is replace this food item. We're not exactly sure what it is. We have a feeling it's probably something like a cake. We've created in our lab this cake, and now we need you to replace what is inside the package with this cake. Now, this thing is laced with all kinds of drugs, and you're going to see some crazy effects. The higher clearance citizen you can test these drugs on, the better.
Gotcha.
Martin, you are a member of the Anti-Mutants. Ever since you were born, you just knew that it was your job to just hate mutants. Your job in this secret society is to maintain the propaganda and hatred towards mutants that the computer so rightly has decreed. Your secret society member meets up with you in an empty transbot tubeway platform. It's a little echoey in here, but there's no surveillance cameras or anything. You exchange the secret signals, and they tell you that you are going to receive a mission from the computer very quickly.
Cool.
Our society has intercepted a message. Your team will be required to deliver an incredibly important package to a very high clearance level individual. This individual, we know, is actually a mutant and has infiltrated the ranks of the high programmers, the people that actually can manipulate things that the computer says.
We have to stop them.
We think it's some kind of weapon. We need you to replace this with an anti-mutant explosion device.
Cool.
Do you think you can do it?
Are mutants a treasonous stain on Alpha Complex?
Yes, they are, citizen. Having completed the minimum sleep interval specified by health and hygiene codes, 1 hour and 17 minutes, the brand new team of troubleshooters wake to your very first mission alert, which spits loudly from your apartment's line printer, lined with red clearance markings and an ad for Choco-like Vita-Yum meal substitute bars.
Sweet music to my ears.
Oh, up and at him, everybody. It's time for the mission.
Shaz gets out of his sleep slab and immediately pulls on his bright red, freshly pressed jumpsuit.
Shaz, you look amazing.
Shaz, I have to admit, if that's the first thing you did, what about showering and brushing your teeth? That's disgusting.
Oh, I pre-showered, pre-brushed teeth.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was worried there for a second.
I actually have been awake for a half hour already. I just laid back down.
So you didn't complete your mandated sleep cycle?
No, I started early. I started my mandated sleep cycle early.
So you started before friend computer told us to go to bed.
All right, everyone just calm down. Okay.
I issue happiness pills to everyone.
Oh, perfect. Oh, okay.
To start the day. Let's start off on the right beat, you guys.
You all take your happy pills. They're all fun, experimental flavor.
I put a smiley face on each one personally for you.
What did you put it on there with?
Edible ink.
Boom.
I'm concerned, but accepting.
Who among you will catch the mission alert as it falls from the printer?
Team leader.
I got it, you guys. Red Clear's mission alert. Congratulations, troubleshooters. Your friend the computer has chosen your team for an important and fun assignment, carefully matched to your recorded levels of the mission experience. You will soon receive an extremely top-secret, time-sensitive, delicate, ultraviolet object in urgent need of speedy and discreet delivery to...
Carrier interrupt. Please wait.
Authority to terminate any citizen suspected of having treasonous information regarding the contents of the package, providing sufficient evidence and the required paperwork. Once you have received the package, you are to report immediately to Transbot Tubeway Platform A8C760FF for transportation to briefing route.
Carrier interrupt. Please wait.
Followed by an escort to standard PLC outfitting. If you are an optional service firm, services available after outfitting. You may be required to volunteer for additional duties at this time. Upon completing your mission in the standard time, report to Transbot Tubeway Platform 1B22FFC2 for transportation to debriefing, where you will perform a quantitative assessment of your mission success. Serve the computer in all that you do, and be on the lookout for mutants, communists, and traitors lurking in the shadows. Keep your laser handy, most importantly.
Carrier interrupt. Please wait.
Pretty clear, I think. Everything clear. Was there.
I understand. Yep. 100%. Does everybody brush their teeth post-pill consumption?
Pre and post, I believe, is the...
Excellent. It's the standard, yeah.
So at this point, there is a loud buzz on your apartment door.
I will go answer the door.
Okay. So you open up the door?
I do open the door.
Okay. Tom, you open the door. On the other side, you see an orange citizen. He is wearing an outfit from PLC. He's actually from Blue Room Caterers. More specifically, he's from the Eatsa Delivery Company. And he is standing before you with kind of a medium-sized brown paper bag.
I check the cleanliness of his clothing surreptitiously.
I pick up the bag.
Team leader takes the bag out of the Eatsa delivery man's hand.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. He looks at you, kind of disgruntled. Yeah, that'll be 24 creds.
Equipment guy, please pay him.
Martin walks over and he digs in his bag, produces 24 credits.
Great. You pull out your ME card. You transfer it over to the Eatsa delivery man who is... anxiously, impatiently waiting. Takes his money.
What's a customary tip?
About 45%.
Wow.
I transfer another 45.
45 credits?
Yeah, for the tip.
Great. He very happily takes your tip. Oh, thank you.
Was his hygiene appropriate for his
station? Yes. You did check his hygiene. You actually call out something wrong about his outfit.
Uh-oh.
What are you, a red? Get out of here.
Sorry, sir. It must have been the light playing off my eyes. I greatly apologize. This is embarrassing.
Just don't let it happen again.
Yeah, you're an embarrassment of the team. I'm going to look inside the bag.
Is this the package we're delivering, or is this just like
That's what I'm trying
delivery?
To find out.
Chaz, you get a form on your PLC.
Thank you.
It says, here's the form you requested earlier.
I've been waiting for this. I'm going to fill this out, guys.
Hold on. Before you do that, I think it's time for a random surprise inspection.
Of what?
Of that form?
Sorry, guys. It's just my termination request form. I've been wanting to apply it lately for a termination. So
wait.
Oh,
you want to be terminated?
Friend computer said I had to.
When was this? I was uninformed.
Well, it's, you know, I don't mean to go around or anything.
Okay, so when will we be expecting your second?
That's up to friend computer. I'm just
that's fair. That's fair.
I'm supposed to get terminated, and that's what I'm going to take care of here.
Okay.
So.
Jesus. Man, never mention mustard again. Is Shaz happy about this?
I'm pretty excited. I feel like I'm fulfilling some sort of secret duty.
That's excellent, Shaz. You're doing it with the right vigor.
Keep an eye on his levels of happiness, but he seems good right now.
But I feel like I'm okay. What's in the bag?
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to look this whole time. What is in the bag?
After you receive the package, you get a quick note from the computer. It says,
a reminder. You are are authorized to terminate any citizen suspected of having treasonous information regarding the contents of the package.
We were expecting an infrared level security package, right? And this was a brown paperback?
There is a receipt stapled to it.
Martin examines it.
You see a receipt from Blue Room Catering. It just says quantity 1 and then the amount, 24 credits.
Hmm. 24 credits. There's nothing else in the bag.
We can't open the bag. We're looking at the receipt.
Well, cool.
You could.
Hey.
Can we open the bag?
I mean, we're physically capable of it.
Let's do it.
Martin, Shaz. No.
I would be happy to open the bag.
We are specifically told not to look inside the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make this easy for all of us. Martin pulls his paintball gun out of his bag, and he paints this brown bag blue.
Whoa.
So Martin pulls out his paintball gun, loads in a clip of blue ink, and splatters the bag pretty completely. It is now blue, and as far as you all know, far above your clearance level.
Understood. Well, guys, I think we should go have our breakfast, and then we can begin the mission.
Didn't we have one of those pills already?
No, that was a happiness pill.
Oh.
We need our sustenance.
Yeah,
let's go to the Vendobots and get our daily rations.
Okay.
Tom heads on over.
The Vendobots are right downstairs in your apartment level, so you'll just need to go down the elevator and first gather your equipment from your lockers.
I'm sorry, I just want to put that painted bag inside like a...
Oh, I got
like
it.
A Ziploc plastic container or something so that the paint doesn't get all over everything.
I'm the team leader. I should be holding the bag.
And I'm asking to put it in something so the paint doesn't get everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I have a leftover trying to recycle this, one of those Choco Light fun pack, like leftover transport bag.
One of the mega packs.
Inside there and tie it up nice and tight.
Okay. I think that's a good idea, but can you first re-examine it because it is a used box? I don't want to have any.
Oh, it's... Yeah. No, I watched this.
Just double check. Yeah, it's okay. All I'm asking.
I double check.
Okay.
Seems clean.
Okay.
Is clean.
Seems clean or is clean?
Okay. You all grab your equipment from your lockers and you start to go downstairs.
After equipment inspection.
Oh, are you going to do an equipment inspection here?
Before we go on our mission, yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Martin has his gloves and, you know, he kind of runs it down the side of the equipment looking for dust and things like that.
Hmm.
And does a thorough inspection of everybody's equipment as they produce it from the lockers.
Okay.
What kind of cool equipment do you guys got?
I'm sorry, is this a hygiene inspection with the dust?
No.
Because that's my job.
I seem to be the equipment guy and I seem to be inspecting equipment.
Okay. Well,
he just doesn't want you inspecting it for dirt, specifically.
I have some dental floss.
Oh, can I get some of that?
Yes.
Excellent.
Here you go. I give you 30 centimeters of floss.
Perfect. I'm writing that down.
30 centimeters. Exactly.
It's enough to do each quadrant of your mouth.
Perfect.
Martin is jotting all this down in his notebook.
Great.
I have a red canvas backpack, of course, gas mask, our mandated laser barrels, cancer-free cigarettes, you guys, and self-stick bandages.
What kind of laser barrels?
The mandated ones.
Yeah, mandated, yeah.
So, what?
Red level.
Sure. How many do you have?
I have 4.
Tom has his reflective armor. He has a laser pistol body, no barrel, of course, a bottle of Easy Does It, Gelgarine aerosol, and of course my happy pills. And I can't forget my red canvas backpack.
Obviously. Chaz?
I have my backpack, obviously, dental floss, pocket mirror, flashlights. I've got 2 red laser barrels. I have my PDC, my armor. I have a hygiene dusting kit and some instant cleanso spray.
Equipment guy, are you satisfied with this random inspection?
Seems to be in order.
Now, who inspects inspection guy?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Can you see me going through my...
Do you look satisfied?
I make a note of the missing paint.
Mm, mm-hmm. I make a note of you making a note of that.
Okay. I make a note of you making a note.
All right. You grab your equipment. You get your random inspection check done. Get on the elevator downstairs. A voice comes on the intercom as the elevator starts. It says,
"The elevator lights will now dim to save power."
It goes pitch black.
Oh.
Anyone have ghost stories?
If anybody would like to do anything in secret here, I'll let you pass one note. You have a good feeling that anything you did right now would not be noticed by, at least by the computer or any cameras or anything like that. Shaz, I'm going to get you to roll.
Shaz rolls a 6.
Sally rolled 8.
Tom is rolling.
Tom?
A 14.
Okay. Martin, I'm going to get you to roll.
I got a 14.
Okay, you guys get to the bottom. The lights come back on. Nothing seems too out of place.
That was relaxing, everybody.
I really like these elevator rides.
Me too. Mm. Gives me time to contemplate.
Sometimes I just think they're not long enough, you guys.
We go back up.
Okay.
Sally, I'm going to get you to roll either a stealth or high alert.
14.
Okay. Tom, you feel a little queasy.
You know what?
It's probably
That's
from,
okay.
It's probably from the elevator ride.
Sometimes it happens, right? I'm going to take one of my own happiness pills because it's getting me a little down. And I can't have that. Not on my watch.
Can I have one of those? I'm kind of hungry.
It's not food.
It's not food, but we will be there shortly.
Should you even be eating if you're going to be terminated soon? That's like a waste.
Oh, did you fill out your termination?
Yeah, I was waiting until we get to the kiosk to hand it in.
Perfect.
Of course.
You guys get downstairs. You go to the Vendobots. Get some great snacks for the mission.
Yes. You know what, Shaz?
Yes.
I'm going to give you my ration today. I'm not feeling too well in my tummies. And
that's probably...
Wait,
that's
multiple tummies?
It's my happy name for my stomach.
Double tummies?
Oh, you scared me there for a second.
It's a good idea that Tom gives out some of his rations, because it turns out these Vendobots are down for maintenance today.
I'm going to actually take that ration and keep it for the team, because he's going to be terminated, so he shouldn't really be eating.
Wait, did we actually get any rations or no?
You have the ones rations. That you brought.
Oh, okay. We have our own rations, but we're not getting any more from the Vendobots.
Could I have...
It's like a four-hour mission.
I don't have any
How hungry
rations.
Are we gonna get?
I'm really hungry, guys.
Apparently you dick around by the Vendobots for a while.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we need to get to the transport tubes.
The computer chimes in and asks the team leader,
Sally, are you Shaz, Martin, and Tom at your briefing room yet?
We are not, computer. We are on our en route currently to the Transbot two-way platform.
Very good, citizen. Please make sure you do so as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Is there like a deposit slot I can put my termination form on along the way?
Basically, your PDC acts as as that. So your form pops up on your PDC, you fill it out, and you issue it.
You don't need
back
that in triplicate, do you?
Not today.
Martin is just mumbling the letters and numbers A8C760FF over and over.
As I lead them to that Transbot Tubeway.
You do indeed. Sally confidently leads you all to Transbot Tubeway platform A8C760FF. Turns out, it's actually just right next door.
Oh, yeah. Good.
You've actually never been on a red clearance tubeway platform before, and it's pretty exciting. Mm. This is one of your first moments to kind of really enjoy the benefits of your clearance, and this is also kind of your time to get to know each other's personalities a bit. You each have a tick.
A8C760FF.
And these ticks are known to everybody. They're quite obvious. Tell the audience a little bit about your character and their tick.
I love bright lights, you guys, as you know. I was kind of really upset when the lights went off in the elevator. That really ruined the moment. I love loud booms, so everything should explode.
Shaz is pretty much always hungry for just about anything.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He would eat your shoe if you gave it to him.
Wow. And he could eat a shoe because Shaz is a registered mutant.
Huh? Whoa.
That's right. A member of your team is indeed a mutant, and you all know it because Shaz has voluntarily gone to the computer to register his mutation. All mutants, of course, should do this, and those who don't should be executed immediately.
Don't worry, guys. I've already applied for termination.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry,
Shaz,
sorry.
I hope it gets approved.
We're all 100% behind you on this.
Shaz, you get a message on your PDC that bings.
Your termination request is being processed. If you would like to speed along your termination request, please ask your fellow troubleshooters for help.
Shaz, is it time?
Is it really up to me? I feel like it should be Friend Computer's decision.
I'm going to leave it up to Team Leader.
Team Leader, what do you think?
Our great Friend Computer just said that it is up to you whether you want to die now or die later.
I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't finish at least one mission. Mm-hmm. As a red before I was terminated.
I think that makes sense. I mean, I have your ration. It's fine. We can terminate you at any time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
I'm right here.
Cool.
Perfect. Keep in mind that This termination request is only for Shaz's current clone, as his next clone would be cleared of any wrongdoings. He may still come back as a registered mutant. He might not. If he does come back as a registered mutant, though, that's okay, because the computer has said it's okay.
I mean, that is a good point. We could just cleanse you of your mutation now.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true.
All in due time.
Don't tell me what to do, equipment guy.
I gotta be honest, because I'm so new to being a red, I completely forgot that I have clones now.
You do have clones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you could kill yourself right now, and your new clone would be on its way in no time.
Yay!
Would it make it to work on this mission?
Oh, yeah.
Would it probably would meet us at the boardroom?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go for it.
You know what? Yeah, Chaz. Let's start off fresh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'll see you guys at the next station.
Okay.
I get my standard laser pistol body with no barrel. I put in a red barrel in it. Yeah. And good friend, I ask you to take your armor off so we can kill you.
I have provided it to friend Tom over here.
I'll take that.
Yeah, equipment guy should take that. Probably.
I got his bag. No worries.
But I want it.
I do think you should give it to equipment guy. Right. That is equipment.
Okay. Here you go.
Yeah, that works.
And I just ask you to get on your knees. Yeah, don't look me in the eye.
And, I say, please don't make a mess.
All right. yeah. Before you finish, I would like it if Chaz sang a happy song.
I can't wait to be a clone, a clone, a clone. Friend computer makes a clone out of me.
Excellent. That was touching. Thank you.
I pull the trigger and I try my best to not make a mess.
Okay, why don't you give me a roll?
Sally rolls an 11.
So Sally executes the troubleshooter's hygiene officer and everyone celebrates.
Hooray!
You managed to do so. Well, there's...
Who's going
to
clean this up?
There is actually a fair amount of gore and viscera.
Right.
But, you know, you figure another team will probably be along shortly.
In his memory, I do sort of try to put it in a pile.
Oh. Okay. You get a little blood on your hands while you do so.
He would have hated this.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were getting to know each other.
Martin, why don't you tell us about your tick?
You see Martin scribbling in his notebook, and he's got those letters, the A8C760FF, and he's drawing lines in between them and rearranging the letters, and you know that he interprets everything as a possible secret code or hidden language.
Tom's tick is obsessively collecting things. He needs a complete set.
Of?
Just anything. You know, he likes to have things.
That makes me nervous.
Oh, he wouldn't take anything that doesn't belong to him.
While you're waiting at the train platform, you see another Itza delivery agent. It's actually the same gentleman. Says, oh, you guys again. I just got this order. Well, here you go. He's actually wheeling up a dolly that has the biggest Itza delivery box you've ever seen.
Wow.
Was this Shaz ordering a bunch of food while we were...
It must have been.
Now, he looks to you and he says, all right, this one's on the computer. I'll just get you to sign here, team lead.
Okay, so I take it. I read to make sure it's all legit. It's all good. And then I sign.
Perfect. You sign the document. The Itza delivery agent takes his dolly and carts it away.
Now what?
Anybody hungry?
Is it food? Is this food?
Do you guys open your Itza delivery box?
I don't know. Is there any sign saying that it's like an ultraviolet or something along those lines?
No. This is a red clearance Itza delivery box.
Guys, guess what? We're red. And I tear open that box.
Oh,
nice.
Shaz would have wanted us to eat all this food.
All right. You open it and inside is a pretty frozen, thawing out Shaz.
Oh.
We're not going to eat this.
I mean, you could eat it.
Should we move Shaz's old body away? Would this upset him?
Oh, it's already in a pile. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's in a pile like right here, right next to his new body.
That's up to Shaz if it upsets him.
Well, Shaz, let's find out.
As you wake up from your incredibly cold slumber, you feel a little queasy. You can see above you the sky opening. And
oh, my God.
There's a whole world around you.
And this is amazing.
People.
And three people staring right at you.
Yeah, three people.
And I pop a happiness pill in his mouth.
I chew it. Swallow.
Nice.
Perfect.
Enjoy.
So,
feeling happy?
Luckily for you, the computer has decreed that red troubleshooters have the highest priority of clone management, so all your memories and everything are pretty much perfectly intact.
Fantastic. May I be reissued my equipment for mission purposes?
That's up to the equipment officer.
I request...
What was your registered mutation, Chess?
Oh, I can eat anything.
Oh, that was the mutation. Sure.
Yeah.
So until we know that Chaz is not a mutant again, I think maybe we should hold on to the equipment.
Well, I am registered.
Yeah, registered technically.
You see on the sheet there that he is indeed a registered matter eater mutant, and the computer says that it's not okay to execute registered mutants until they do something else treasonous.
So I think he's definitely part of the team. At the very minimum, you should give him his gloves.
Chaz is back, yo.
So Chaz gets his equipment back.
Thank you. Very much appreciated. I immediately start cleanso spraying myself to make sure that I'm up to snuff.
I give you kind of a nudge to do the pile.
I scrape the pile into the garbage.
Just going through your bag, you just notice there's one or two things missing.
Yeah.
Ah, and because you are the new improved Chaz.
That's me.
Yeah, I give you that ration that I took earlier.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
See, this is why I took
it. I eat it, including the wrapper.
You hear an approaching transbot. A shiny new vehicle glides smoothly to a halt at your stop. With a faint hum and a swish, the glossy red doors slide open invitingly.
Can't believe we're red, guys.
I know.
This is awesome.
This is amazing.
I'm so excited. Is there some sort of communication device I could use?
Yes, you have your Series 1300 PDC, Personal Digital Companion.
Uh-huh. I turn it on, and I'm like, hello, in a very cheery tone.
Hello, Sally.
So, we did have our mission alert interrupted at a very important place. Briefing room is unknown at this time.
Do you have your assigned transport tubeway platform number?
Correct.
Then why have you not boarded your transport tubeway?
We are currently on it. usher everyone in as I'm talking to the PDA.
I'm going to get Sally to roll. I'm going to get Martin to roll. In fact, I'm going to get all of you to roll.
Sally gets a 14.
Shaz got a 16.
Oh boy.
Tom got 18.
Oh no!
It's not good, Tom.
8 modified.
Oh boy, Tom. Oh boy.
How many clones can die at once?
I mean, many.
Tom gets on.
The first one to hop aboard the transbot.
Second.
As you take your first step aboard the waiting transbot, you hear a terrible shriek of metal followed by a squeal of overtaxed brakes. Seconds later, a second transbot slams into the rear of the first one, knocking it end over end, throwing shards of glass and bits of metal everywhere. The first transbot tumbles to a halt, twisted and burning, a few dozen meters away now.
Yeah, explosions!
Don't worry, guys. This is exactly what's supposed to happen.
Of course.
The second transbot is now standing more or less at the platform, though dented and missing its windows. It appears to still be functional. In fact, with a loud ratchet and clank, the grungy red doors grind open disconcertingly. So Tom saw the team leader rushing to get aboard the transbot and wanted to get in there first, really show his gusto.
Yeah.
And he ended up on the first transbot that is now burning and mangled on the ground.
But you did hear me go like, yeah, explosion, as it happened.
So
we did hear that.
How's Tom holding up right now?
Tom is dead.
So not well.
Can Tom say some dying words as he's laying on the tracks?
Yes, I will allow that.
Chaz.
Chaz.
Please collect my kidneys. I need the complete set.
I mean, it's going to be messy, but if it's his dying wish.
Yeah.
I got some perversity points.
Wait, didn't Chaz die too?
He was on the train also.
Did I die too?
You're not doing so great either. You've been horribly, horribly maimed.
Oh my god, it's so messy.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Ooh, somebody get me a mop.
What part of your body would you like to be missing?
Left ear and hand.
Left ear and hand it is. Yay, Shaz, congratulations.
Thanks.
You're not dead, though. You're on your second clone, horribly maimed. team leader, Sally, you heard the noise a little before these guys did. You kind of backed up a little bit and the transbot kind of smacked you and your hand is pretty badly bruised.
Okay.
You think you're going to have trouble if you get into any kind of melee, but otherwise you should be fine. You can still use your other hand to point at everyone to do things.
Perfect.
Martin, although he was pretty eager to get on, he also heard the familiar noises of a transbot coming to a crash and ducked out of the way just in time.
Trains are just, if nothing else, just big equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So he knew where to hide perfectly on the train to absorb the impact.
Now, there is a transbot now sitting on the platform waiting for you. Its doors have opened.
It seems eager.
Shaz walks over to the burning wreckage, seems to be attempting to get something out of it.
What do you need, Shaz? I got it.
Well, I didn't want to leave his stuff behind.
Since it was in that horrible accident, I'm just going to have to inspect it before we continue to make sure nothing's been damaged.
Absolutely.
Inspect the burning transbot?
No, whatever he's recovering from the transbot.
As you're over there, you can see that the fire is growing.
Quickly.
you can actually smell some kind of fuel probably leaking in the area. If you'd like to investigate, give me a roll.
I got a 2.
Nice. You bravely go into the burning wreckage. You manage to find a piece of Tom.
Yeah.
And you kind of grab by the... You think it's a backpack. It's pretty messy.
Something, yeah.
You start pulling it out, and suddenly the transbot erupts in a giant explosion, engulfing you entirely.
Shaz, what did you find?
I had to inspect it.
Was anybody else helping Shaz?
I was not.
I was watching from a safe distance.
Oh, were you?
These guys are great team players.
I'm an expert on explosions, and I saw explosions, and also I got real excited.
When you left, you were carrying the package inside the Chocolite meal wrap, and you guys all get in this new transbot, except for your dead members.
Of course.
As you guys are getting on, you can see overhead there's a very large pneumatic tube sending products all over Alpha Complex, and out shoots out, funk, funk, your two... missing troubleshooters.
It's wonderful to see you two.
I'm super glad to be back.
I'm Chaz? Glad to see you both.
Did you get my kidneys?
I tried, but they exploded.
Yes. Bad news. You both have no equipment.
They both actually come back with all their equipment intact.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, great.
The computer...
I checked my bag looking for kidneys.
You don't find your missing kidneys, unfortunately.
It's okay. I pop a happiness pill.
Do I have my personal equipment as well as my assigned equipment again?
Yep.
Computer loves us.
The computer copied everything perfectly at the moment of your death.
Everything?
Everything?
Like, even my hand and ear?
Oh, you lost it before you died.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Oh, yeah. Computer's so wonderful.
I know, it's so efficient.
This transbot looks like a bus or a subway car. It's got seats, handrails, loyalty posters, more seats. That's about it.
Looks like a Model 7X33.
Cool.
Nerd.
And what would you say that means?
I have no idea, but I will find out. And he starts ripping up the cushions.
It's been a long time since I've been with the group.
Yeah.
So I think that it's time for a random hygiene inspection.
Of course.
I'm fresh off the line, baby.
Yeah, but these guys have not been up to snuff, I don't think. So I'm going to need a hygiene inspection from team leader and from the engineering
officer. Of course. Right.
First up, your team leader. Give me a roll, hygiene inspector, to really give a thorough examination.
Really get in there.
Yeah.
I got a 60.
You notice that someone has spat all over Sally's outfit.
Ooh.
As
oh
if
God.
Maybe she's drooling a lot. You're not quite sure.
But no one's ever noticed.
I'm sorry, team leader.
It's definitely saliva, though.
I'm absolutely ecstatic to point this out. You have saliva all over you, as well as blood and soot from the explosion.
Well, Sally, even a happy pill won't fix that.
I'm going to have to ask you to clean yourself up.
Yeah, this is highly upsetting.
Is this like in Star Trek where the doctor can override the team leader? Can the hygiene officer override the...
Yep. And when it comes to hygiene, of course. He's in charge of hygiene.
Okay. Well, first I want to know your second check, and then we will figure out the cleaning situation.
What's my second check? Oh,
Martin.
Yes.
Oh, well, he's getting a +5 on that.
Whoa.
I'm getting a -10 on that.
Whoa. Sorry, what are you doing here?
I want to find dirt on this guy.
Oh, right. So you're trying to make
literal
it.
Dirt. I was trying to make it harder for him.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
I got a 2.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
You find dirt in the worst place.
Oh my god.
Underneath the fingernails.
That's right. Oh, right underneath his fingernails. Yeah.
This is despicable.
It's absolutely unacceptable.
Okay. I think you two should sing a song to the computer while you clean yourselves.
That seems unfair.
I'm going to have to clean him. He obviously can't take care of himself.
All right, everyone. You know the tune. So let's all sing it together.
Scrub, scrub, scrub under the nails, under the nails.
Scrub, scrub, scrub under the nails, under the nails. Scrub, scrub, scrub under the nails, under the nails.
Scrub, scrub, scrub under the nails.
I take a look at the other guys and everyone looks a little bit down. So you know what?
For sure.
It's time for a treat. I take out my 3 hot fun chunks and sauce meals in a pouch. And I give one to each one of you.
Wow.
Oh my god, thank you.
Thank you.
I eat the package.
You eat the whole package?
Yes.
Eat the package and just throw away the rest.
Okay. Do you want to give me a roll for that? Since you're using your ability to eat something, I assume.
Martin's eye twitches.
5. I'm hungry for anything, guys.
Yeah. I just ask that you try not to do it so obviously in front of everyone.
Hungry for justice.
I'm registered. I can do what I need.
I know, but it's just disgusting.
Sorry, I turned the other way.
Thank you. All right.
Is not leaving garbage behind less hygienical than leaving no garbage behind?
That's true. It's more hygienic, but yes. It just offends me as a person.
Are you, like, not happy? Is that what you're trying to say?
What?
I think I need more
pills.
What
did you say?
First team leader is completely filthy, and now team leader is unhappy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
This is very concerning. Team leader, I think we should do a dance.
Okay.
Let's really heighten our spirits. Tom starts doing a little ditty. It's kind of like Highlander dancing, or whatever you want to call it.
The river dance?
Yeah, river dance.
Beautiful.
It starts river dancing.
First, I watch you, and then I try to join in as best as possible.
Sally, you're as graceful as ever.
After gathering your new teammates, doing your random hygiene inspection, you guys all gather up onto the new transbot, and it heads towards its destination. The music in this episode was produced by John Julius and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.
When does the game begin? Have we always been playing?